Well, Declan, two very good points. Obviously, a lot makes the league now more or less safe.
Ah, yeah, listen, exactly. That was the plan. You know, the last game we played was seven months ago against Monaghan. And, you know, it was nice to come back and playing competitive football. And I thought the lads done extremely well. And it was good to get the 2 points. That was what we set out to do today.
Yeah. And I suppose it was even enough early on. I suppose you got the first goal, Jimmy Brennan, a good score. And or Patrick Muggan, the first goal, a great score, obviously, and a crucial score. It proved vital, the 2 goals, in actual fact.
Yeah, it did indeed. Pather's been playing extremely well. And, you know, we took his goal expertly. A really, really good finish from Pather. And, you know, Jamie's goal in the second half came at a good time for us too. Listen, this. Plenty to work on, Tom, as we look forward now to the championship in 2 weeks' time. And, you know, I know we have Kerry next week, and we'll look at the challenges that may bring. But no, it's good afternoon's work, but we know there's bigger tests to come.
Yeah. No, Patrick McBrady today, no Michael Langan.
Yeah, listen, those two guys are carrying Knox at the minute, and we're hoping that we can get them ready for next week, probably the championship, and that's the task now. And, you know, the medical team are working away with them, and they're not that far away, I don't think.
Yeah. How serious are the injuries?
They're not that bad, to be quite honest, Tom. Yeah, they're just a bit, you know, just niggles, really, and just about getting them back on the pitch and getting them up to speed now.
Yeah. Obviously, that was a good win today. Obviously, a good 2 points. That was the most important thing. But the fact that you're playing Tyrone in 2 weeks as well, was there a psychological advantage to begin there?
Not really, no. I don't think it'll have any bearing. I thought, you know, the lads, both teams know each other well, and both teams have the highest regard and respect for each other. And, you know, it was a good competitive match out there today, and it'll be no different in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, and obviously there's a big meeting of the government. They're going to decide tomorrow whether the game should go ahead. Should you think that the games and the championship should go ahead?
Listen, I mean, from our point of view, and as I say, we can only control what's in our control, and that's getting the team ready for a fortnight's time. But to answer the question, you know, I've seen for the first time in a long time a bit of, you know, chatting to people from Donegal, from all over the world, ringing up, looking forward to sitting down to watch this game today, and it's bringing a wee bit of enjoyment back into their lives. And I'm sure, you know, when I go back now, back to the hotel, that we can, you know, there'll be messages coming through, and people will have enjoyed that. And, you know, there's a lot of doom and gloom out there as we head into the winter. I think it's vital that the championship goes ahead, to be quite honest. I think it's very, very important for the well-being.